Hi, everyone. I'm here with my favorite colleague and coach, Sharon Treakey. And this is Coach Stephanie Wood. We're here at Our Body Confidence, doing it your way for entrepreneurs who are starting their businesses or they're in their business and want to be better. So before we start, Sharon, tell everybody what you're up to and how they can contact you.
Okay, well, I am up to doing what I'd love to do is mostly relationship coaching and how it affects our life in all areas, in areas of the home, with family, with friends, and with business associates. And what I'd love to do is help people just find their best life. And if anybody out there wants to reach me, they can find me at SharonTreakey@gmail.com. Just send me a little note and we could set up a time to meet. It's SharonTreakey. And you guys could all send letters. We enjoy those letters that we get about little questions or things, dilemmas that, you know, our audience is going through. And Stephanie and I, we sort through it and we pick one every week and we just bring up, we make our topics from there. And how about you, Steph? What have you been up to?
Well, you can reach me at body, B-O-D-Y, or A-W-E, like awesome, A-W-E dot com. And there's a contact link there. And as Sharon said, we really like to hear from our audience what are the challenges or celebrations that you have that we can talk about. So today, Sharon, this is from somebody on my team who read an article in USA Today about weight loss obsession. So I'm just going to read to you what he wrote. The article talks about how weight loss mentality is often cloaked in health and wellness language. But at the end of the day, the focus is still weight loss, and that focus is wrong. So if we focus on just weight loss, that doesn't get us to our end result. So then he brought in our body knowledge system, which helps clients get healthy from within rather than starting from the outside. Because health that starts from the outside is rooted in shame. But health that starts from within creates lasting change. So what comes up for you? I know that was a mouthful.
Yeah, that was a mouthful. But you know what was coming up for me is that inner dialogue that the system of that inner dialogue that we speak to our inner self is so amazing that that's what I was thinking. I'm thinking that in dieting, it's always like an outside voice. It's always like what you have to do. And we're like dragging our body into it. We're never, happy and joyful about it. It's almost like, oh, I got to eat this, or, oh, I got to do this. I got to get on the treadmill. It's never that we're never together with our body in our body. We're always dragging our body to it. And I feel like when we drag our body to something, we're almost like the slave driver. And because we're not together with our body, it doesn't really end up working. It always ends up, you know, you have great intentions and then you cheat, or, you know, like you feel like a failure, or you don't go to the gym, and then you're depressed about it. You're never together as one with your body.
So we have talked about this previously, but we can't talk about this more often, is when we have a dialogue, you mentioned, with our body, so that we're within, versus, I can't tell you, I'll just list of a couple commercials I saw this morning. Bicycles, Peloton, Weight Watchers. I mean, can you add to that list that you've seen that you...
Yeah, I mean, everything, our whole culture is all about dragging our body to the next diet plan.
To the treadmill, and your body's going, excuse me, I think I'd rather be outside.
Right,
I don't want to be on the treadmill. So when she says that to you, Coach Sharon Shrieky, what do you say?
When she says that to me, I listen, because I understand.
Oh, you're not fibbing, are you?
When I drag myself to things that I really don't want, when I do that, I feel spiteful. I feel angry. I end up wanting to eat candy and chocolate.
Oh my God, you're saying too much now. This is a radio show. Okay. Okay. So yeah, that happened. So like for myself this morning, it was funny. I met a couple who was walking, and we were enjoying the weather. It was cool. It was breezy. It was good walking weather. And they said to me, I have to do my 10,000 steps.
Oh.
So here I am with my body just enjoying, you know, because that's what I've learned from my body knowledge system. So what's your take on that? If you hear someone say that, what would you say inside of you?
Yeah, so I get that. I get that. That message, the message that we get from media and the, you know, life around us.
I know,
us,
but they said, I have to do my 10,000 steps, so I have to go to the left now.
I get a vision of a slave driver with a whip saying, 10,000, you didn't do 10,000. So now you're a failure if you didn't do 10,000.
So again, is that from the outside? This little thing in your hand that's telling you your steps.
Yeah.
That's the outside. Now,
right.
If you coach them for a few minutes, I mean, I kept my mouth shut. I didn't want to go there. But what could they do differently besides relying on that 10,000 pedometer?
Well, I'm going to tell you that some lady once taught me a method called the body knowledge system. And I'm going to tell you something. When she did, this wonderful woman, I learned that there has to be that inner dialogue, so that when you make the choice, it becomes something that you do body, mind, and spirit. You do it because you created a permission space within you to do it. You asked yourself, hey, we want to get to this goal.
Yourself. I just have to interrupt because you're getting me excited.
Okay.
Ask yourself.
Yeah.
Path.
Yeah.
Because as you know, I mean, I'm going to go back to the commercials that I've been seeing. I mean, I'm sure people are very successful. But what about those who are like, no, but if you just talk with your body, is that the message?
Yeah, I think so, because we could see that the diet industry and all these, pulls to get people to the gym have failed. Really, really, if you look on a whole, it has not worked. But when we have a relationship with ourselves, when we open ourselves up and we consider ourselves, we consider our feelings, and we decide, I want to do this, I want to do that. And we do it in love, in peace, and in camaraderie with ourselves. We do it and we're happy about it. And then we do it again.
But again, just to interrupt, as we're closing here, is... But what do you do when you get that pull? okay, you just saw this fantastic commercial, or like the people I was walking with, all of a sudden I'm saying to myself, did I do 10,000 steps? You know, like, you know,
oh boy,
how do we get away from that, if you're following me?
Yeah, I think that what does my body think about doing 10,000 steps?
Okay, here we go. Giving your body an identity.
Yeah.
And what does she feel about this?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, at that moment, we were at an intersection.
Yeah.
I went right. They went left.
Right. Yeah.
And I felt freed. I mean, it's like, okay, who gives a damn about 10,000 steps?
Right.
I'm just going to enjoy nature and get home and have breakfast as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And what is your message?
I love that message. I use it for myself. Mm. I ask myself if I feel safe with this, if I feel good about it. And I definitely do inner dialogue. The conversation is ongoing. And you know what? Once I started doing that inner dialogue, I realized how much I like her. Isn't that something?
Did you ever reveal your body's name?
Oh,
no, I'm catching you off guard.
What's your body's name?
Rhythm.
Oh,
and again, for everybody who's listening, it took me a year, and I'm used to this stuff.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm going to think on that one.
Okay, no thinking next time you go in nature or whatever. Now we're going to call you Coach Sharon Shrieky and with Coach Stephanie Wood. And we're signing off right now, and we'll see you next week.
Absolutely. Looking forward.
Take care.
Take care.